So you want to study abroad? That's awesome! Studying abroad is a great opportunity and a fun way to expand your horizons. There are plenty of things to keep in mind as you prepare to travel, and it's always worth it. One thing to consider is, what kind of experience do I want to have? Do you want a more authentic experience where you're fully integrated into a college or a university? One where you take classes alongside local students and experience the culture firsthand? Or would you rather take part in a program that coordinates flights, accommodations, and excursions for you? How about your living situation? Do you want to be in a homestay with a host family? Or would you rather share a room in a dorm with a local student or another American student? You must also consider the type of program, which will have the best academic fit for you and your current institution. It's important to make sure the coursework will transfer back to your home school. Do you want to take some courses in your major, or all general education and elective courses? When possible, taking a course in your major or minor is a great way to expand your view of that field. Many programs also offer part-time internships for credit. That is a wonderful experience to have and can help you stand out from the pack later when you are interviewing for that first job. At some colleges and universities, including Albright, faculty members lead short trips abroad as part of their courses. This can allow you to take a course abroad in a brief amount of time outside of the academic year. When you go abroad and for how long may depend on your major and your coursework requirements. If you're a junior and the only classes you have left are required for your major, you may want to go abroad over winter break or over the summer to avoid missing classes you need to graduate. On the other hand, if you're a first-year student who is hoping to study abroad for a semester during your sophomore year, you have more flexibility in scheduling because you have more time to plan your classes. Your study abroad advisor and your academic advisor will help you determine how your remaining courses can impact your opportunities to go abroad. Another thing you should consider is finances. It is very important to talk with your study abroad advisor and the financial aid office to determine which scholarships and loans that you receive will apply to the cost of your time abroad. In general, all federal financial aid will apply to a semester study abroad program. Your eligibility to apply for other aid will depend on the rules of your home school. If you receive the Pell Grant, you should also look into the federal government's Gilman Scholarship to see if you're eligible to apply. Many schools also have scholarships and grants specifically for students to use to go abroad. Another thing that may help when considering finances is the type of program you use to go abroad. A program that coordinates many weekend excursions and makes your travel arrangements for you will probably be more costly than a program that lets you determine your excursions and allows for a homestay. Planning for your time abroad may seem overwhelming. There are many people to talk to and many decisions to be made. It's important to remember that there are people on campus who are happy to help you and want to make the process as smooth as possible for you. Stay on top of timelines, ask plenty of questions, and you'll be abroad in no time.